أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We've been talking about the issue of humility as the first description of the true human beings, an ideal image of human being in the Holy Book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that humility is the first sign and description of Ibadur Rahman. Regarding why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked this one as the first issue, we said that there is a constant conflict within our soul. The intellect from one side, the desires from other side. And this conflict is there, ongoing, in any decision we make throughout our life. And the value of human being is specified, and it appears and emerges within the true decisions that we make out of this conflict. But the very first error that we human beings might make is arrogance. When we, influenced by our desires, we disregard the messages of intellect and our intellectual messages, and we think that we are above other creatures, we are above other existence, which is called al-takabbur, arrogance. This is the very first error that one might make. And as a matter of fact, that was exactly the error that the devil, Iblis, has made. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined and ordered all the angels, including devil, to prostrate before Adam, the reason why the devil disobeyed was to say that, "I am better than him. I am better than him," he said. Why? He said, he addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "You created me from fire and you created him from clay. That's so I am better. And while I am better, there is no reason for me to prostrate before him." And that was the point of loss. So in this conflict that took place within the soul of the devil, he couldn't defeat the desire side, the ignorance side, for the sake of intellect. So that was the point of takabbur, arrogance. So we can conclude here that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings humility as the first description is that the opposite of humility, which is arrogance, is the root and origin of all bad characteristics, all negative characteristics. And humility is the origin of all of the good characteristics. We will elaborate on that a little bit more after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimi sallu alayhi salli ala Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We have come to this point that humility is the origin of all good descriptions, all good behaviors, all good characteristics. Why? Because the very first step of doing the best for the sake of God is to see that you are a human being. You are not above the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly the opposite of what Iblis has done. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him with prostrating before Adam, he observed himself above this instruction. he felt that this instruction is not just because he is better than Adam, as he admitted and confessed. I am better than him because God created him from clay, but created me from fire. So since I am better, so this instruction, the divine instruction, is wrong. And I am above this instruction. In every sin that we commit, in every mistake that we make in the path of servitude, actually, we are imagining ourselves above. We think of ourselves above the divine instructions. And that is the first error that we make. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this as the first one. So you see, as Amir al-Mu'mineen says in Nahjul Balagha, that by this error, Iblis has removed and demolished and ruined whatever has done during thousands of years of worshipping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen says that the Iblis worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6,000 years. لا يدرى أمن سن الدنيا أمن سن الآخرة. It is unknown that this 6,000 of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calculated based on the criterion of the worldly time, the time in this universe, or the time in the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Hajj, verse 47, إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, a day with your Lord, meaning in the hereafter, is like 1,000 years of your reckoning. Very strange. Every day in the hereafter equals with 1,000 years in this universe. So, Amir al-Mu'mineen says that the Iblis, Shaytan, ruined the worshipping of 6,000 years. And this 6,000 years, it is unknown whether it is calculated based on the time in this universe or the time with our Lord, the time in the hereafter. And in that case, that would be a very huge number. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this as the first description. Why? Because he wants to mention that as Iblis has made this error and he ruined whatever he has done, whatever worship he has done, whatever mistake that we might make during our path for servitude that depends on the humility or arrogance. We will elaborate on this issue a little bit more in the next episode. Thank you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. جنة جنة It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. جنة جنة It's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a bliss for life eternally. Beside me, I'll be staying.